listening to the Tennis.com podcast. And here's your host, Ed McGrogan.
Bonjour, mes amis. This is Ed McGrogan back with the Tennis in 10 podcast, your daily 10-minute or less look at the day that was at Roland Garros and really the night that was at Roland Garros. This podcast today could actually be called the Tennis at 10 podcast. We're recording it 10 p.m. Paris time and just finished watching the conclusion of the day's play between Joe Wilfried Tsonga in his matchup against Renzo Olivo of Argentina. The match looked to be going to the Argentine, who served at 5-3 in the fourth set, leading two sets to one. But Tsonga, just in time, breaks to keep this match going. Darkness, falls on Paris as only it can in a very beautiful way. If you watched on Tennis Channel, you saw, the azure and pink skies with the sun having fallen, but you still get the radiance of the light. The moon is out, actually. It's a lovely backdrop for tennis. And, you've watched Roland Garros before. They tend to go pretty late. This is later than most instances over there. The famous one was 7 years ago between Fabio Fognini and Gael Monfils. That one, when you watched it on TV, you couldn't believe they were playing. This one here, you sort of figure that they would give Olivo the chance to serve it out, see if he could end this on the same day play that it started, but wasn't to be. Tsonga, I thought for most of this match, running into certainly a player well versed on clay, Olivo made some great defensive gets, some stabs, some versatility with his shot making. Tsonga, I felt, went for a little too much on many of his forehands. What ended up really happening was the points that I thought Tsonga did best on were the ones that he manufactured a point instead of trying to win it outright, which is, the mode you have on clay. But I thought that's what really put him in a bad spot against Olivo here in what would be, a pretty big upset with Olivo only ranked 91 and Tsonga still, very much in the mix for the top Frenchman, 12th seed too. This is on Court Philippe Chatrier, of course. We'll see the conclusion to that tomorrow. And, regrettably, won't have that kind of momentum that only happens when you sustain the match from start to finish. But they certainly got as much play in as possible here. And I think really, momentum has been tough to come by on the first 3 days of this tournament. I mean, when you play the first round over 3 days, as the French does, you don't get that sort of, jam-packed, bustling schedule, that energy that I think you get from Wimbledon, the U.S. Open, the Australian Open, where you have 64 singles matches being played on each of the first 2 days to cover the first round. It has that feel of kind of like March Madness, the NCAA tournament. The French really has not had that. I mean, there have been upsets, and we'll get to another one in just a minute. But you do lack that, just, wherever you turn, there's five other things you want to be watching. And I think the French really suffers from that a little bit at the expense of having another day session that starts on Sunday. With that said, there's been notable results each day. And, today's undoubtedly was Alexander Zverev, the number 10 seed going down, number 9 seed, 10th ranked in the world. Following up his Rome Masters title with a first-round loss at the French Open. And it's to Fernando Verdasco, who was a very capable veteran, who is one of the tougher unseeded players he could have drawn. But that's a disappointing result, no doubt about it, for Zverev, who beat Djokovic to win in Italy. And really, I think wanted. I thought this was a pretty big opportunity for him to, a title contending is one thing, but I think sort of like what you saw from Dominic Thiem last year, that kind of run I think could possibly been something we could have expected from Zverev this year, and just never had. He certainly dug himself a hole as much as it was Verdasco as well. Steve Taylor with a very detailed write up on how that match transpired at tennis.com. So check that out. But ultimately, that was the biggest upset of the day, and perhaps of the first round, really, across both draws. Even though on the women's side today, you got Johanna Konta, number 7 seed, going on to Suhei Heish from Taipei. And, you know, Konta, a very poor player on clay. She goes down 6-4 in the third, but not a wholly unexpected result given her history on the surface. And the Zverev loss, obviously up there with the Kerber upset as the two biggest, surprises of the first round. Otherwise, from today, I mean, you saw Andy Murray, another number one seed, having a little bit of difficulty in the first round. He's taken 4 sets by Andrei Kuznetsov, but wins the last two in love. So Murray with a nice way to finish that match. Some other high seeds doing very well today. Simona Halep, Elena Svitolina, Stan Wawrinka all win in straight sets. Caroline Garcia, Gael Monfils, Elise Cornet on the French side advancing with ease, actually. Nishikori wins in 4 sets over Kakanakis. His countryman Kyrgios wins in straight sets over another difficult unseeded opener in Philip Kohlschreiber in straight sets. Madison Keys 6-2, 6-3, 6-2 over Ashley Barty. And Jeannie Bouchard with a 3-set win to win her opening round match. Another high seed that did, you know, quite easily today, Agnieszka Radwanska, 6-1, 6-1. Americans, if we want to look at that from the U.S. point of view, Query out, Isner wins. Those are both 4-set results. Looking down the line a little bit further in today's scores, you're getting the doubles matches going as well. And as well on the single side, Alexander Dolgopolov advances in straight sets. Nicolas Almagro with a 4-set win over Marcos Baghdatis. You know, it puts us, I think it's time to move on to the second round already at this point. Like I said, I think this is, in spite of some notable happenings, a first round that I think is really a little bit forgettable, to be honest with you. We'll look ahead to what's going to happen on Wednesday at Roland Garros. You know, the second round is another one where you're not going to see the seed-on-seed matchups, but invariably this is where you're going to see, I think, a few more tests. And, you know, it could happen right off the bat tomorrow with Venus against Kurumi Nara. I do think Venus has a very good shot at this tournament, and it was actually my pick to win the whole thing. She will open on Philippe Chatrier, Tsonga and Olivo to finish after that. Then you have Muguruza Kontaveit. That's definitely an upset pick if you want to go that route with Muguruza. Kontaveit having a very strong clay season coming into Roland Garros. Rafa and Djokovic as well go tomorrow. Rafa is 4th on Chatrier. Djokovic 2nd on Longan against Joe Souza. Dominic Thiem will open Longan against Bilelli. There's many French players as well who are getting the show court time tomorrow. Some of the better away from Longan and Chatrier, Kvitova and Maddox Sands, certainly I think will be a difficult test for Kvitova. Again, coming back obviously from 6 months away. Maddox Sands, a grinder for sure. Could be one of a very entertaining early match tomorrow. Looking down the list as well, Ocean Dodin. Very good young French woman against Svetlana Kuznetsova, last on court one. I think that's one that might be an under-the-radar, really strong match. Also want to watch Cece Bellis against Kiki Bertens on court two. Wozniacki against Francois Banda as well. Some very nice matches on some of the second-tier courts tomorrow. Borna Choric against Steve Johnson. I think that's another nice one to keep an eye on. We're going to get to those tomorrow, but our 10 minutes is up. as always, for the Tennis in 10 podcast. We'll talk tomorrow. A bientôt.
You've been enjoying the Tennis.com podcast. For all the latest news and events, head over to Tennis.com.